ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the 2025 OFC Women's Nations Cup final will be an all-Melanesian affair, with the defending champions Papua New Guinea taking on Solomon Islands. PNG made it to the final once again after a hard-fought 2-1 semi-final win over the host nation Fiji. All the goals came in the first half.
Nice touch by Mutubu. Here's Fadio. Floats there, and it's into the goal. Papua New Guinea. Fijian defence breach. They just were ball watching in Papua New Guinea. 1-0 up. Ramon Apadio. Esposito. Mistake by the goalkeeper. And Papua New Guinea get the second goal.
Chance here for Fiji.
They've hit back straight away. Tit for tit. Narieta Lemba brings Fiji back in this contest. Veronica losing in. Papua New Guinea is into the final. Heartbreak for the home team Fiji. And Papua New Guinea, joy, celebration, relief. And they will be there to defend their title.
And in a moment, we'll hear from PNG's winning coach, Erickson Komeng, who was full of praise of his team's leaders, Ramon Apadio and Marie Kaipu. But first, here's Fiji's Angeline Chua.
We make the game plan, we give all we have. I think the difference was that we make more mistakes, you know, in the game. So we have to stick together, you know, in tough time like this and go for the next one. Coming in with a loss, of course, the aim is to raise the team morale as much as possible.
Their leadership on the pitch is amazing. Today you can see their leadership during the game and we came out with the win. It shows how quality their leadership is, how quality the team is, and this bunch of girls deserve it. I think today the girls changed their attitude playing against Fijian in their home turf. It's going to be tough. They have to stay disciplined for 90 minutes. That's what they did today.
And the second semi-final turned out to be a mirror image of the first, with Solomon Islands defeating Samoa 2-1 to make their first ever OFC final. And again, all the goals came before halftime.
The ball comes in, a chance here for Samoa. They take the shot, and Oteta Kitiona rises to the occasion. Arukau. Then taking it across to Eileen Peggy. Peggy stops, turns around, and then takes the shot. There's the equaliser from the Solomon Islands. Peggy in the middle of the park sends it through. A chance here for the Solomon Islands. There it is, and Solomon comes up quickly. The second attempt looks good. There's the celebrations. What a moment for the Solomon Islands. They are through to the finals of the OFC Women's Nations Cup for the first time.
Post-match, the Solomons coach Moses Swata could not have been happier. But first, here's Samoa's coach Juan Chang Uria making a loss actually sound like a victory.
It was a heck of a game. You know, the girls gave everything they have. They emptied their tank, they emptied their batteries. That's all we can ask for. You know, we have 16, 17, 15, 18, 19-year-old girls. They will never forget this night. They did everything. I understand very clearly that we lost the game, but we succeeded as a team, you know, and time will tell how successful this game was for us, and the team will grow from this one. They will be stronger and stronger.
I feel relieved. I feel proud of what the girls did tonight. It's not easy to come this far. Think of all the hard works that we have put into preparing the team, and think about all the people back home who are watching and expecting that we should reach the final, and we deliver tonight. Absolutely amazing.
And that's Moses Tuata, coach of the victorious Solomon Islands team, who will take on Papua New Guinea for the title of OFC Women's Nations Cup champions in Suva on Saturday.